Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Britain's main opposition Labour Party looks set for a landslide election win, exit polls indicated on Thursday, ending 14 years of right-wing conservative rule marked by financial austerity, Brexit division, and scandal. As polling stations closed, the survey for British broadcasters suggested centre-left Labour would win 410 seats in the 650-seat House of Commons, with the Tories or Conservatives managing only 131. Lebanese militant Hezbollah group said it launched hundreds of rockets on Thursday at several military bases in Israel in retaliation for a strike that killed one of its senior commanders. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Hezbollah militants have fired over 200 rockets into northern Israel. This is one of the heaviest barrages in nearly 9 months of fighting, and comes a day after Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Israel says that one soldier was killed in this latest barrage. Hezbollah began attacking Israel almost immediately after Israel's war with Hamas erupted last October 7th. Hezbollah says the fighting will not end until there's a ceasefire in Gaza.
AP correspondent Joe Fetterman. Hundreds of anti-government protesters took to the streets of Jerusalem on Thursday to call for the release of hostages as talks on a deal between Hamas and Israel are reportedly set to resume. Israel and the White House confirmed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday he has decided to send a delegation to resume stalled negotiations on a hostage release deal with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.